Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And today and tomorrow I'm going to read you from a book that we're making available this week, Practicing the Presence of God. The first part I'm going to read to you comes from a little monk named Brother Lawrence, who in the 1600s, the Dark Ages, when there was so much trouble on this world, trouble in this world. But Brother Lawrence lived a life. He was born into poverty at age 18, converted to Christ. He became a soldier and a footman. And then in 1666, at the age of about 55, he entered a religious community, the Carmelites. But he developed among them this practice of the presence of God. And when he was 80 years old, he passed away there. And he was known for his experience of practicing the presence of God. Little do we know about him, except that he wrote letters to others explaining how he practiced the presence. And then also included in this book is the life of Frank Laubach, who is a missionary, who almost 200 years after the death of Brother Lawrence had served 45 years as a missionary in the Philippines, and he began to practice the presence and became well known all over the world. So we're going to start today with Brother Lawrence, this monk. And someone had come to visit him and ask him about his life. And so he wrote them a letter. And it's written as Conversation with a Friend, August 3rd, 1666. God did me a glorious favor in bringing me to a conversion at the age of 18. In the winter, I saw a tree stripped of its leaves, and I knew that within a little time the leaves would be renewed, and that afterwards the flowers and the fruit would appear. From this, I received a high view of the power and providence of God, which has never since departed my soul. The view I grasped that day set me completely loose from the world and kindled in me such a love for God that I cannot tell whether it has increased during the more than 40 years since that time. I was a footman to Mr. Flaubert, the treasurer, but I'm a very awkward fellow, and seemed to break everything. I decided, instead of continuing as a footman, to be received into a monastery. And there, he says, I thought that perhaps there I would be made in some way to suffer for my awkwardness and for all the faults I had committed. I decided to sacrifice my life with all its pleasures to God. But he greatly disappointed me in this idea, for I have met with nothing but satisfaction in giving my life over to him. Now he began to practice his own personal presence of God, which you don't have to be in a monastery to do, because he's going to explain that he can do it better when he's working than he can at the times they made them go aside in the monastery. So listen to him. Oh, this is so good. This one little part right here, I think about it over and over. Brother Lawrence says, I have found that we can establish ourselves in a sense of the presence of God by continually talking with him. In another letter later, he says, have lots of little conversations with God. I'm going to read that again. I have found that we can establish ourselves in a sense of the presence of God by continually talking with him. It is simply a shameful thing to quit conversing with him to think of trifles and foolish things. We should feed and nourish our souls with high notions of God, which will yield great joy. When you practice the presence of God, automatically you're going to be walking in joy. Because the Bible says, Psalm 116, in God's presence is what? fullness of joy. So if you're having lots of little conversations with God, and guess what, folks? You'll be able to hear him speak back to you. And your joy will increase boundlessly. He also writes in the same letter, we ought to quicken, that is, enliven our faith. It is lamentable that we have so little faith. Men amuse themselves with trivial devotions, which change daily, instead of making faith in God the rule of their conduct. The way of faith is the spirit of the church, and it is sufficient to bring us to a very high degree of perfection. Bless the Lord. He also writes, to arrive at the resignation of God requires we should watch attentively over all of our passions. These passions mingle as much in spiritual things as in things of a more gross nature. God will give light about these passions to anyone who truly desires to serve him. If that is your desire, and I remember he's talking to someone, and so this someone has come to him because they want to know about practicing the presence of God, and they want to know about the power and the presence on his life. So he closes his conversation with them with these words. If you truly desire to serve him, if that is your desire, to sincerely serve God, you may feel free to come to me as often as you please without fear of being troublesome. But if you do not have this as your sincere desire, there is no necessity of your visiting with me again. And so, from that first lesson, we hear from him, have lots of little conversations with God. Do you do that? He writes, I have found that we can establish ourselves in a sense of the presence of God by continually talking with him. And I have a young grandson across the way over here. He doesn't have a mic today. But he told me that he does this. He practices the presence of God. And he says, sometimes I talk with God more during the day than I do with people. Bless the Lord. Then that will increase the supernatural in your life, because it introduces you into the place of nearness to God. And God is a supernatural God. Now, the next chapter in his part of the book is The Moment That Changed Everything. I have always been governed by love, without selfish views, and I have resolved to make the love of God the end and purpose of all my actions. I have been well satisfied with this single motive. I am pleased when I can take a straw from the ground simply for the love of God, seeking him only and nothing else. In order to first form the habit of conversing with God continually and of referring all that we do to him, we must first apply ourselves with diligence. But after a little while, such care, we shall find his love inwardly excites us to his presence without any difficulty. On some occasions when it has been my opportunity to exercise some virtue, I have turned to God confessing, quote, Lord, I cannot do this unless you enable me. I then received strength that was much more than sufficient. You know, I had all my family coming for Christmas, and I have bought a new house, and I'm going to be moving into it in February. But I've been living out here on Prayer Mountain in a double-wide modular. It's very nice, but small, you know, when you try to get 22 people plus for Christmas. And so I was thinking about all the work I had to do in it, and I had made a contract with someone to come and clean my house, and they didn't come. Some miscommunication. So here I had to do changing the beds, cleaning the house, doing cooking, getting up tables. I wanted everybody to sit down, you know, and a lot of work. And I said, Lord, the same thing he did. The only way I can get this done is if you strengthen me. And you know what he did. He strengthened me, and I was amazed as I was flying about there, getting all that work done for Christmas. Such a blessing, without it being a big burden. Brother Lawrence writes, "When I fail in my duty, I simply admit my faults and say to God, 'I shall never do otherwise if you leave me to myself. It is you who must stop my failing, falling, and it is you who must amend that which is amiss.' After such praying, I allow myself no further uneasiness about my faults." In other words, 1 John 1:9, "I missed it. You're the only one that can forgive me. You're the only one that can fix it." Now, back to Brother Lawrence. "In all things, we should act toward God with the greatest simplicity, speaking to Him frankly and plainly, and imploring His assistance in our affairs just as they happen. God never fails to grant that assistance, has been my often experience." He's never failed me. Has He ever failed you? No. If you turn to Him and you ask Him, you have what you ask. He said, "So it is the same in the kitchen." He worked in the kitchen for all those years at the monastery. He said, "A place to which I have a great natural aversion." In other words, he didn't naturally like to work in the kitchen. "I have accustomed myself to doing everything there for the love of God. On all occasions with prayer, I have found His grace to do my work well, and I have found it easy during the 15 years in which I have been employed here. I'm very well pleased with the post that I'm now in, but I'm as ready to quit it as I was my former occupation, since in every condition I please myself by doing little things for the love of God. My set times of prayer are not different from other times of the day, although I do retire to pray because it is the direction of my superior. I do not need such retirement, nor do I ask for it, because my greatest business does not divert me from God." In other words, he lived in a constant state of practicing the presence of God while he was in the kitchen, while he's working hard in his greatest business. He had to go to town. He had to go to the city. He had to buy supplies. And he was awkward, and he was lame. But God would always help him to perform it well. And he did everything, every one of his actions, he did consciously out of the motive of the love of God. Bless the Lord. I have found that the shortest way to God is to go straight to Him by a continual exercise of love and doing all things for His sake. Action we take in response to the deep impressions of our heart are of great value. Our only business is to love and delight ourselves in God. We'll be glad to make this book available to you along with Frank Lobach's testimony we'll read tomorrow. This Practicing the Presence is available to you for $5 plus shipping. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. It's 1-800-972-3447. Radio will offer Practicing the Presence for $5. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, and may you know His presence in 2012.